This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Every person has a unique assignment, a unique calling. So you have to find, to follow, and fulfill the will of God. Not be thoughtless, not be careless, not be vague or foolish, but firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is for your life.
Do you want to live a life of grace? Reunite and reignite at Grace Life, the reunion, from July 11th through 13th at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia. Ignite your faith with Creflo and Taffy Dollar and an unmatched lineup of speakers, including Andrea Creighton, Gregory Dickhout, Inky Johnson, Michael Smith, and Clarence McClendon. Save your spot at the reunion. Text Grace Life one word to 51555 or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Let's look at this scripture here over in Psalms. I don't know if you have this in the Passion Translation, but I want us to look at Psalms 139, verse 14 through 17. Psalms 139, if you can, the Passion TPT translation. I'm giving them a second to find that. Glory be to God. Now, the reason God's will does not automatically come to pass in our lives is because we have a part to play. God won't force His will for your life to come to pass. He won't force it. We have to make up in our mind that we will never have the degree of success that we could have in this life until we first find God's will. Every person has a unique assignment, a unique calling. So you have to find, to follow, and fulfill the will of God. Not be thoughtless, not be careless, not be vague or foolish, but firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is for your life. Amen. It's enough for me to know what God has called me to do, but I want you to know what He's called you to do. Know where He wants you to serve. Know where He wants you to be. Know where He wants you to do. And He will speak to your heart. Because He is our shepherd and we are His sheep. And so what? We hear His voice. Somebody say, I hear His voice. And so you can't let circumstances move and control you, because a lot of times being in the will of God, you're going to have obstacles, circumstances, trials, tests, tribulations, but you can't let those things move you outside of God's will for your life. You may say, well, you know, I had a miscarriage. Well, I had a divorce. I had someone to go home to be with the Lord. True, those are potentially devastating, debilitating situations, but you can't cause or allow that to cause you to get outside of God's will for your life. I don't make light of those things. But a lot of times, we can't pivot back to where we're supposed to be. And then our life is going totally outside of God's plan because we don't know how to make the adjustment. And so many people think that whatever God's will is comes to pass. Whatever, you know, que sera, sera, whatever will be, what will be. No, that's not how it works. He is sovereign, but we have to do our part. And things don't just happen. You know, everything that happens in your life is not God's will. So we have to understand that. There is a devil loose. There is a devil loose. And so we have to make the decisions that we are going to do his purpose. And we're going to acknowledge the gifts and the abilities that he gives us to accomplish his purpose. So he says here that you formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside. He says, you did that, God. He did that. It just amazes me that he would know our insides, our outsides, our innermost being. God did that. He knows all there is to know about us. And you wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it. How thoroughly you know me, Lord. How thoroughly he knows us. And so if he knows us inside and out, how many of you know there is that will that we want to know? Inside and out. We want to know that we're in it. We want to know that we're confident of doing what it is that he's called us to do from the foundations of the world. Now, look at this over in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans 8, verse 6. Now, hold on for a second. Go back to verse 14. Let's look at verse 15 in the Passion Translation. I didn't realize I didn't read all of that. Verse 15. And then we'll come back to Romans chapter 8. Verse 6, and 2 Peter 3 and 9, if time doesn't run out on us. You even formed, this is so good, you even formed every bone in my body. When you created me in the secret place, carefully, skillfully, shaping me from nothing to something. Shaping me from nothing to something. Somebody say, I am something. You are something. Glory be to God. Don't let anybody tell you you are nothing. No, by the word of God, I am something. I am who God says I am. I can be what God says I can be. I can do what God says I can do. And I can know his will for my life. He says, you even, okay, let's keep going. Let's go to the next verse here. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Think of that. He saw it. Who he created you to be. Before you even knew who you were, God saw it from the foundations of the world. My God. Before I'd ever seen the light of day. the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you are thinking of me. Woo. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Let's just lift up our hands. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God. One of the reasons that some people aren't satisfied with getting up and going to work, coming home, watching television, their ordinary life, going to bed, getting up, doing the whole thing all over again is because they aren't doing what God called them to do. You need to know this morning that you are on a path that is making a difference. That you are on a path that's changing lives, that changes the lives of other people. And so he says, look over in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 is where we'll just have to figure out a place to stop. Before you were even born, God had already written down what your life is supposed to be. You may think you made it yourself, but you can't bring out what God didn't put in. A lot of times we're trying to put a circle in a square, and it just does not fit. And you can spend all of your life meandering through life asking the Lord, why, Lord? What am I missing? He says, I didn't tell you to do that. I remember I went all the way over to Paris one time to minister. I was just glad to be invited, glad to be somewhere. I got over there. The whole service was about to start. Lo and behold, the whole service ended. Thought I was supposed to be speaking. And it was a bunch of confusion with the invitation and who was supposed to speak and who wasn't. And I cried out to the Lord, Lord! What meaneth this? You know what he said? I didn't tell you to go over there. You went over there on your own. I said, well, let me just get my little happy self back home. And so we just got to get sick of being, you know, caught up in what we want to do. You got to let it die. Let it go. We think that all these things validate us. We think these things confirm us. We think these things, you know, will give us our identity. But we've got to find that firm foundation and settle in it, be secure in it. He says in Romans 8, verse 6, it's a couple translations here. I don't know if it's the Amplified, but the King James says, for to be carnally minded is what? But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. He says in the Amplified, now the mind of the flesh. See, I was just being fleshy. And when we don't think in line with what God has planned it's for our life, and we're trying to go out here and make stuff happen and make God bless it, it's the mind of the flesh, he says, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. He says it's death. You know, sometimes you can get outside of the will of God, and it can be very tragic. It could be life altering. So we don't want to play with being outside of God's will. I tell my kids that, yeah, you know, do what the Lord says. They're like, Mama, I'm getting my testimony. Well, God bless you. He says, the mind of the flesh is death, death that comprises all miseries arising from sin, both here and thereafter, here and hereafter. So, you know, there is physical death, but there's also spiritual death. And so sometimes it may not be the physical death that occurs as a result of having a mind that is carnal, a mind that's not renewed, a mind that is not cognizant of the will of God, but it's being cut off and separated from hearing from God, unable to recognize his voice, unable to perceive the Holy Spirit. And so he says, this is what happens with a carnal mind. He says, sending his own son in the guise of sinful flesh. Oh, let me go back. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul, peace both now and forever. Now, I want us to be mindful of this very important point, is that the will of God has to be pursued. And we can find this over in, what did I say, 2 Peter. Turn there with me, and let's look at this. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. God will always cause you to do something beyond your natural ability, forcing you to rely on him. He will always call you to do something that is beyond your natural ability. If you only do what you feel you are naturally equipped to do, what you're capable of doing in your own strength and ability, then you will be tempted to give yourself the credit for success. In fact, you're simply doing what comes naturally to you. Then you probably haven't found God's will for your life. God's intention is not that you do whatever you want with your life, as much as your heart has to be pure and everything will be all right. Only with effort and time will you see God's will for your life come to pass. You have to make a decision to pursue God's will. You will never have another today. You have to spend every day moving in the direction that God wants your life to go. You have a sphere of influence, people in your life that God brings into your life, that you may never receive the full anointing that God has for them unless that potential that God places on the inside of you is able to be dispersed. You'll be happier and a much greater blessing once you find your purpose and start heading in that direction. And so sometimes people think that, you know, because God wants something to happen that, you know, it automatically comes to pass, but it's contingent and it is subject to people's decisions. He will not force it. He will not usurp our will and our authority. He made us free will, free moral agents, and he will honor the decisions that we make. If we choose not to do his will, if we choose not to fulfill his will, you may say, well, you know, hey, I'm just good being saved. Okay, but there is a will. There is a plan beyond just, you know, getting saved. As they used to say, getting fire insurance, just, you know, I'm just trying to get away from hell. That's all. I just want to escape hell. I just want to do what I want to do, but I don't want to go to hell when I die. But look at what he says here. He says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Isn't that good? Long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So it is God's will that everybody be saved. But how many of you know? Everybody don't want to be saved. Some people made up in their mind, I'm going to be an atheist. I'm going to be agnostic. I'm going to think that it's the universe. I'm going to, you know, think it's this. I'm going to think it's that. No. So we have to acknowledge that it is a person's decision, their deliberate quality of decision that they have to choose, like each and every one of us have to choose in order to experience God's will, because his will is that none perish, but that all would enjoy life. But we have to be intentional, and we have to pursue it. And once we pursue it, I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen. Were you blessed this morning? Amen. And so that's a good way to segue into getting saved and making sure that we're all born again, because that's the first step. That's the prerequisite of knowing God's will, is to become a Christian and to let Christ into our life and to acknowledge him and to recognize that every gift, every talent, every ability, it's because of him putting it on the inside of us. So if you're not born again this morning and you've not made Jesus the Lord of your life, we want to give you the opportunity to do just that. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, I renounce all my sin, and I welcome Jesus into my life. Come, Jesus, save me. Sit on the throne. I make you my Lord and my master. And I believe that the blood cleanses me and washes me white as snow. Thank you that I am righteous. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you feel that life is an ongoing string of spiritual battles? Begin again and let God's grace redefine your life with Taffy Dollar's five-message series, Grace for the New Beginning. Be elevated by this uplifting series. For a love gift of $30 or more for CDs or $40 or more for DVDs, call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore.
There is a purpose for your life. Introducing Grace Life Academy, an innovative approach to learning God's Word. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access with hundreds of hours of online teachings. You'll have access to comprehensive video Bible lessons that include features such as e-courses, study guides, an online community, quizzes, and more. Text GLA to 51555 or go online to mygracelifeacademy.com.
After visiting many countries all over the world, we've come to understand that we all have a lot in common and we have very similar vital needs. Our mission teams, they distribute school supplies to children as well as medical supplies, food, clothing, hygiene kits to communities throughout the entire world. Meeting the physical needs of hurting people opens the door to share the gospel of grace with them. Thank you so much for helping us to meet these needs. God bless you.
Your generosity paves the way for our missions team to aid some of the most impoverished countries in the world. We're able to supply them with much-needed resources to meet their physical and spiritual needs. To support this broadcast with your financial donations, simply call in or give online at missions.creflodollarministries.org. Thank you for your faithful support.
Look no further for encouragement to walk in the grace of God. The Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app provides rewarding content that is sure to nourish your mind and soul.
He is the God of miracles. All it takes is a mustard seed of faith. All it takes is for you to believe and dare to stand and dare to trust God.
Treat yourself to enriching messages from Pastor Dollar on grace and walking in the likeness of Christ.
God has already given you his son and told you he'll give you everything else. He don't need you to try to exchange something to try to get something. All he wants is your complete dependence on him. Respond to me and show me that you depend on me.
Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app on your Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and streaming devices today to stream messages of hope, grace, and understanding when you need them most.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you and understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers all around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And subscribe to Creflo Dollar Ministries on YouTube for live services and more. Together with you, we are making the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
I don't ever want to take for granted that you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And there's no better way to embark upon a new stage in your life than to enter into a personal relationship with Jesus. So if you want to become born again and begin an exciting, intimate relationship with Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me, and I'll say it so you can repeat after me. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he died and was raised from the dead and has forgiven all of my sins. And I receive him into my life right now as my Lord and personal Savior. So by faith, I declare that I am saved. Praise God. Now, that simple prayer change your entire eternal destination. And we want to welcome you to the family of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.